Big changes are coming up next month. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're asking the question, under a new government, how will the church in the U.S. and worldwide be affected? And then Christmas time is bursting at the seams with parties and things to do. But we want to tell you about a special party coming up. We're sharing stories from a unique point of view because there's something you can do about each one. Our first story, even though the U.S. inauguration is a month away, construction on the stage has already begun. There have also been questions about the impact of a Trump administration on relationships between Ukraine and Russia, strongman to strongman. Mission Eurasian's Wally Kulikov got a unique perspective on the Northern Caucasus recently.
As I saw the jubilant expressions on the faces of Azeris that Trump was elected, and then when we were in Kyrgyzstan, I was stunned that the Kyrgyz people, they knew who Trump was, and they looked at me and they said, God is giving the American churches a second chance.
A second chance to do what?
God is preparing the country today in the USA to impact the world globally. I think from what we are doing, like Gifts of Hope and the training of School Without Walls. So we are empowering nationals to do kingdom work.
One more thing. Pray for the new president.
Will God change his heart? Can God change his mind? Can God change his motivation? As the believers of America pray, God touches a man, and all of a sudden, there's a regenerated man.
And last week, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom released two special reports on persecution in Burma. One of these reports detailed the treatment of minority Christian ethnic groups like the Kachin. While much of the persecution they face manifests through religious avenues, Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders says it's often fueled by ethnic divides. The Kachin face social discrimination, and they've also met with abuse at the hands of the Burmese army. But Romain says their faith is holding them fast.
I believe that their faith is very strong and, you know, it really shines as an example in the country.
The conflicts that plague Burma are deep-seated and complicated. Romain prays that Christians will bring a message of peace to the country. And you can pray for that, too. The truth is, these Christians are resilient, even the young orphans in refugee camps.
Many of them had actually seen their parents killed by the Burmese army. And these same kids were actually praying for the soldiers that persecute them, you know, so they really truly have a vibrant faith, a real faith, you know, that's not a faith of convenience, but a faith that's real and tried and true and just a testimony of the forgiving and healing power of Jesus.
And for the last 18 years, For Haiti with Love has invited hundreds of kids to a special Christmas Day celebration. It's by invitation only, and it's only for the poorest of the poor. For Haiti's Eva DeHart explains.
The 500 children will be ages 5 through 15 this year. We stress the gospel. We have the Jesus film for children in Haitian Creole now. Then they understand what For Haiti with Love is doing for their country in the way of feeding people and treating burns. Then they get a full meal with rice and beans and candies and home-baked cookies from the United States.
The cooking for the party starts at 3 o'clock in the morning, and kids often start arriving just a few hours later. When you think about these kids celebrating on Christmas Day, DeHart has one prayer request for a little girl who won't be at the party.
You can be praying for a little girl by the name of Mayelle, and she got severely burned on the back of her legs, and they were not healing right, and suddenly she's finding herself in a position of not being able to walk. She's an 8-year-old, but Shriners has accepted her in Boston, and so pray for the doctors and pray for her total healing.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Well, Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help their national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.